Today's shiur is Masechta Menachos Daf Yud Beis. We will begin on Daf Yud Aleph on the Beis at the Mishnah towards the bottom of the Amid. As we've discussed quite extensively when we learned Masechta Zvachim, one of the serious disqualifications that could happen to a carbon is pigel. As we learned, when we speak about pigel, there are really two varieties. One is when somebody had a machshava chutz l'mekaymai, to eat or to do an avoid of the carbon outside of the proper place. And the other situation we discussed was chutz l'zmanoi, to eat the carbon or to do an avoid of the carbon past the proper time. As we learned, both of those situations are a disqualification, a serious disqualification of the carbon. But as we also discussed, that there is a difference, that if it was a chutz l'mekaymai, then the carbon is possible. But if somebody were to eat from that carbon, there would not be a chiv karis. Whereas when you have a chutz l'zmanoi disqualification, that is pigel, for which if somebody chas v'shalom were to eat from that carbon, there would be a chiv karis. Teaches us the Mishnah, ha'mekay mitzvah mincha. If somebody does the kamitzah on a carbon mincha, lechel shira b'chutz, to eat the shiraim of the carbon mincha outside of the azara. As we often mention, the carbon mincha is kodesh hakadoshim, and because it's kodesh hakadoshim, it may be only eaten by zichrei kuna, by male kahanim, l'yoyim v'layla, for one day and for one night in the azara. So, if this person had a mind to eat from the shrine of the carbon mincha, chutz l'azara, oy lach shirai b'chutz. Or even if his kavana was just to eat a kezayis of the shrayim, chutz l'azara, or lahak the kaimitz b'chutz, to burn the kaimitz outside of the azara, or instead of burning it on the mizbeach where it belongs, or kezayis b'kaimitz b'chutz, even just the kezayis of the kaimitz was there an intention to burn outside of the azara, or lahak the levanos b'chutz, or to burn the levainim outside of the azara, possible in all these cases, since these were machshavas of chutz l'mekaymai. As we said, these will all be situations where the carbon is possible. However, vein by karis, but there is no karis because it's not chutz l'zmanai. Of course, the obvious question is, just like when we spoke about the shrayim and the kaimitz, the Mishnah says the kaimitz or the shrayim or a kezayis of them, why don't we say the same by the levina, a kezayis of the levina? So the answer Rashi gives is based on what we discussed extensively in our previous year, that according to Reb Shimon, you could be mekayim the mitzvah of burning the levina even just with a kurt of levina. So the shear of levina that should be considered proper haktara is a kurt. And therefore, correspondingly, the shear to make it possible is a kart. So it's not a case of kezayis. So that's why the Mishnah doesn't mention the kezayis of the levana. If the machshava was lechel shirei lemachel, as we said, the carbon mincha, the shrayim of the carbon mincha, may only be eaten liyoyim v'layla. If instead of having in mind to eat it only liyoyim v'layla, he had in mind to eat it tomorrow, a kezayis mishirei lemachar, to eat a kezayis of the shirayim tomorrow, lahak to come to lemachar, to do the haktaras kaimitz tomorrow, or kezayis become to lemachar, or lahak to levanos lemachar, or to burn the levina the next day. In all these cases, pigel and eating this carbon will be chayiv, somebody who eats from that carbon will be chayiv karis. If somebody were to eat that, when is the chiv karis for eating this? The chiv karis applies when you eat a kezayis of the shrayim. But if you're going to eat the kaimitz, even though of course you're not supposed to eat the kaimitz, frankly, you're never supposed to eat the kaimitz, but it won't be considered that you're eating pigel, which carries with it a chiv karis for eating a pigel. Because pigel, the issur of eating pigel only applies on something which is which becomes mutter. Nothing makes the kaimitz mutter. The kaimitz makes the shrayim mutter, but there's nothing that makes the pigel, the kaimitz mutter. And as we learned in Masechta Zvachim, something that doesn't become mutter through something else is not subject to the halachas of pigel. Zeklal, and that Mishnah summarizes. Kalai kaimitz, I noisen a bekli, or puts into the kli sharis, or meulech, or carries the kaimitz to the mizbeach, or hamakter, or burns the ketaris on the mizbeach. Lo lechol davar shedaka lechol, when the intention to eat something which is normally eaten, or lahakter, or to burn the shrayim. Lahakter davar shedaka lahakter, to burn something which is normally burnt. The halacha is, if the machshava was a machshava chutz l'makaymai, the halacha will be possible v'ein by kares, and if the machshava was chutz l'zmanoi, the halacha will be pigel v'chayov and lav kares, v'vach yakrav k'matik mitzvasai. As we've learned many times, the only time a carbon can become pigel is if everything else was done properly, but not if everything else was not done properly, and therefore this will not be the only disqualifying factor in the carbon, then the carbon will not be mincha, will not become pigel. There are four steps in bringing a carbon: shchita, kabbalah, halacha, zrika. Corresponding to those four steps by carbon, animal carbon, there are four steps by carbon mincha. The kamitza corresponds to the shchita. And then we have the matn keli, putting the kaimitz into klisharis, is like the kabbalah. Carrying that klisharis to the mizbeach is the halacha, and burning the kaimitz is the zrika. That's why our Mishnah teaches the halacha, the corresponding steps by karban mincha to the corresponding steps that apply by regular karban. If somebody had a mind to burn on the mizbeach something which is not normally burnt on the mizbeach, for an example, in our case, he had a mind to burn the shrayim on the mizbeach, or to eat something which is not normally eaten, the kaimitz, even though Rashi says these are edible foods, it doesn't make a difference. And the reason it doesn't make a difference, because since they're not eaten in the context of this carbon, if they're not eaten in the context of this carbon, then the halacha is that pigel doesn't apply to them. Even though they're foods, it wouldn't change. Even though they are actually foods, it doesn't change that halacha. So Rashi says that the Mishnah speaks about Nosim Bekeli. It continues the Mishnah. Kate said a karav matak mitzvasai. What does it mean that you did it properly? Kamatz b'shtika. You did the kamitza without any improper machshava. V'nosim b'kli v'hoylech v'hikter chutz l'zmanoi. But you did the other steps where machshavas chutz l'zmanoi. Or vice versa. Kamatz chutz l'zmanoi. You did the kamitza where machshavas chutz l'zmanoi. However, v'nosim b'kli v'hoylech v'hikter b'shtika. The other steps he did without any improper thought. All of them were done with machshavas chutzos manoi. Ze shukarav kimitzmasai. That's going to be a case of where everything was done properly. Besides the one part that you had here, the machshavas pigel, and that's why the halacha is that it will be pigel. Rashi says, what's the definition of b'shtika shloi? So from Rashi, it seems, a discussion that we've had a number of times, that when we speak, we always speak about pigel and other disqualifying machshavas, and the question that we often discuss is it the machshava that would make a carbon pigel, or is it the machshava that would make a carbon pigel, or is it that you have to articulate it? The fact that Rashi over here says the b'shtika, it seems that machshava alone is the deciding factor, which is interesting because Rashi is the man d'amar that says that you have to articulate it. And here he says shtika. So in general, the question, if somebody can become pigel, Is it piggle through machshava, or is it only piggle when you articulated your machshava? That's very well related to a question that comes up in a number of areas of halach and shas. Do we say hirik dibur, or do we not say hirik dibur? We're going to have to say that over here we're saying that hirik dibur, that here the mandama that says that you have to say it will hold that hirik lav kedibur, and you have to say it. Other mandama says the hirik dibur. But taking this discussion actually one step further in trying to understand the opinion of Rashi, do you have to have a dibur or machshava alone? And here it says shtika. Probably the way to understand it is as follows. When we're speaking about a disqualifying factor, to make it disqualified, there you have to say something. Without saying something, it will not become disqualified. But here we're not talking about making it disqualified. Here we're talking about keeping it kosher. For keeping it kosher, or keeping it not considered that you had a machshava, that you did something that disqualifies, here Rashi will agree that shtika is enough. Ketzad, continues the Mishnah, loy karav kamatik mitzvasoi. What is an example of loy karav kamatik mitzvasoi? Says the Gemara, where somebody had makomets chutz makaymai, the kamitzah was done with a machshavas chutz makaymai, nosim bekeli v'hoyle v'hekte chutz l'zmanai, and then you did the other steps where the machshavas chutz l'zmanai, oy shekomets chutz l'zmanai, or the machshav you did the kamitzah with a machshavas chutz l'zmanai, v'nosim bekeli v'hoyle v'hekte chutz l'mkaymai, that the other steps were done, or the kamitzah was done with chutz l'zmanai, and the other steps were done with chutz l'mkaymai, oy shekomets so in all these cases, you did partially machshavas chutz l'mkaymai and partially chutz l'zmanai. All of these are going to be examples where you haven't done everything else right. You've done other things improperly, and therefore it doesn't get the status of pigel. Continues the Mishnah. Milchas chayta, milchas kenos. When we speak about the milchas chayta, milchas kenos, that we started our Masechta by learning that these kabbonis have another disqualifying machshava, and that's the machshava shloi l'shma. If they were brought shloi with a machshava of shloi l'shma, they become pasul. Shekimtzin shloi l'shma. V'nos mekel v'hel v'hek dechutz l'zmanoi. You started with shloi l'shma, and then you had a machshava chutz l'zmanoi. Or you should come at chutz l'zmanoi. You started with a machshava chutz l'zmanoi. And then nosim bekeli v'hoyle v'hektish shloi l'shmon. The other steps were done shloi l'shmon. I should come into nosim bekeli v'hoyle v'hektish shloi l'shmon. They had you put into the keli sharis. You did one of these things with a machshev shloi l'shma, and everything else was done with shloi zmanoi. Zeh shloi karak matik mitzvasoi. These kabbonis, since shloi l'shma is a significant disqualifying factor, since in all these kabbonis, this is considered a significant disqualifying factor. So there are other factors besides the chutz l'zmanai going on here, and therefore won't be pigled. Says the Mishnah further, lech kazayis b'chutz, if he had a machshava to eat a kazayis with the shrayim chutz l'azara, and then he also had a machshava, that's what chutz l'zmanai, chutz l'mkaymai, and then he had in the same also about the shrayim machshavas of chutz l'machar, he's going to eat the kazayis tomorrow, or first he had a machshava kazayis l'machar, machshava of chutz l'zmanoi, and then he had a machshava of kazayis b'chutz, or he had a machshava kazayis b'chutz, a half a kazayis of the shrayim to be eaten b'chutz, and half a kazayis of the shrayim to be eaten l'machar, or kachatz kazayis l'machar, kachatz kazayis b'chutz, again, a combination. In all these cases, says the Tanakam of our Mishnah, that they won't be full-fledged pigle. It'll only be possible then by bari kares, because this carbon was not brought with the only problem being chutz l'zmanai. Since it had other problems, so to speak, it's not considered karav amatik mitzvasai, and therefore won't be considered pigle. So our Mishnah is teaching us that if you had a machsheves chutz zmanoi and then a machsheves chutz mekaymai, or vice versa, it's enough to prevent the carbon mincha from being entirely pigel. To which Rabbi Yehuda says, Rabbi Yehuda has a different way of looking at this. It says Rabbi Yehuda, Zeklau, im machsheves zman kadmul machsheves hamakom, if your first disqualifying machshava was chutz lezmanoi, so it made it into full-fledged pigel, and then you had a machsheves chutz lemekaymai, the halacha is, once it got the name pigel, because the machsheves chutz lezmanoi came first, the halacha is that this carbon is pigel, v'chayavon lof kareis. If machsheves hamakom kadmul machsheves hazman, but let's say, first it was the machsheves chutz mekaymai, and then the machsheves chutz lezmanoi, that will prevent the carbon from being a full-fledged pigel, and only be possible in Beit Karis. The Chum Aimrim, the Chum say we don't care which comes first or which comes second. If you didn't just have the one chutz lezmanoi machshava, the carbon will be possible then by the carbon will be possible however and by Karis. Rabbi Yehuda's opinion stated whether he had these two machshavas by two different steps, by kmitza and halacha, whether within one step, while he did the kmitza, he began with one machshava and then switched to other machshava. Rabbi Yehuda says that we always follow the first machshava. The first machshava, and that's the way the Karen Oyer explains the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda's opinion is the first machshava is the machshava that establishes what is the status of this carbon. And since the first machshava is what makes the establishes what it is, so it doesn't make a difference afterwards what came if it was a different machshava. And Rabbanan hold that we look at both machshavas. The Sefer Devash HaSada, picking up on what Rabbi Yehuda just said, says from here we learn how important it is how we begin our day. Because just like Rabbi Yehuda says that the first machshava is what makes it into what will make the determining factor how to treat this carbon. So too does he say the way we begin our day, and the way what we do at the beginning of the day, what we think about at the beginning of the day, has very serious ramifications of what our day will be all about. And therefore, it's so important to begin the day with tefillah, even better to begin the day with learning Torah, and like that, we're able to have a strong foothold and establish the day that the rest of the day will be followed properly. I saw that the Sefer Daf al Adaf has a very nice way of trying to explain the machloikis of Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim. Rabbi Yehuda says we follow the first machshava, or the Chachamim hold that we have to take all the machshavas that take place later as well into consideration. He explains that the machlokes of Yehuda Chachamim is really based on a fundamental question, and that is when a carbon is identified to be pigel, when does the carbon become pigel? Does the carbon become pigel the moment we have that machshava? If that's the case, that the carbon becomes pigel the moment we have that machshava, so that says Rabbi Yehuda, if we had the improper machshava at the beginning, the moment we had that improper machshava, that has very serious ramifications of what is the status of this carbon. Or does the carbon really not get the shame pigel until the entire process of the pigel of the carbon is finished? That would be the opinion of the Rabbanan. And since the opinion of the Rabbanan is that it's not really considered pigel until it's all done, so of course, machshavas that took place even past the initial improper machshava must be taken into consideration because they're all part and parcel of making this carbon, making the identification, is this carbon pigel or is this carbon not pigel, and that will make a big difference. We learned, as in our Mishnah, how a carbon becomes pigel. When we speak about a carbon mincha, there are other steps that are involved in bringing a carbon mincha. There's the tenufa, which means waving the carbon mincha, dagosha, bringing the carbon mincha to the southwest corner. The question that comes up is that since these are important steps of the carbon mincha, can a carbon mincha become pigel during an improper machshava, during the agosha and the tenufa? Says Rashi that since the halacha pigel of a carbon mincha is learnt from a regular animal carbon, so as we mentioned earlier, the four steps by a carbon mincha, which correspond to the avoidance that are done by a regular carbon, and therefore since agosha tenufa by carbon mincha, although necessary steps, don't have corresponding steps by regular carbon, there won't be pigel by those steps. Rava taught us on the Zion on the base that the kaimitz should not be put in the kli sharis that's on the ground, because we had a whole discussion that we learned from the Kabbalah Saddam, that just like the Kabbalah Saddam has to be received by a kohen when he's holding the kli sharis, the kaimitz that's put into the carbon, the kaimitz that's put into kli sharis has to be held by the kohen and may not be on the ground when the kaimitz is put into the kli sharis. Ask the kohen Yair, what would be the halacha if somebody holding the kli sharis into which the kaimitz is put in, is that considered an essential avoida, like one of the other four essential avoidas that we mentioned, and therefore pigel could happen there? Or is holding the kli sharis considered similar to tenufa? And by tenufa, we just finished learning there's no pigel. There wouldn't be pigel here either. The Rambam, when he speaks about pigel by carbon mincha, speaks about the four steps that were mentioned in our Mishnah. He doesn't speak about the avoda of nesinas kaimitz bekeli, the act of holding the keli. So it seems that his opinion is that only putting the kaimitz into the keli would make the carbon into pigel, but the one holding it would not be, the one holding it would not be. But if we look at the Chavetz Chaim, the Likutei Halachos, the Chavetz Chaim seems to say that the holding of the keli and the putting of the kaimitz into the keli are not to be viewed as two different avoidas. Seemingly, that's what the Karen Iris seems to be understanding in the Rambam. And therefore, even though the putting the keli, even though putting the kaimitz into the keli certainly will be considered an act of act where pigel could happen, it wouldn't be so for the person holding the keli in which the pig, which the kaimitz is put into. But the Chavetz Chaim seems to learn that these are really two parts of one avoida. If they're two parts of one avoida, then the halacha might be very different. And the halacha might very well be that since they're both part of the avoida of Kabbalah, and by the avoida of the Kabbalah, by the Karban Mincha, was saying there is going to be pigel, there might be pigel on that, on both parts here as well. And it won't be like the Agosh and the Tenufa. Says the Gemara, Ibailu, ask the Gemara, L'divrei Ayim Shraim Shechasru Ben Kamitz L'Aktara, Mak the Kamitz Aleim. According to the opinion that holds that if you lost some of the Shraim between the Kamitz and the Aktara, you could still do, you could still burn the Kamitz. The Kaimelon, and what we said when we learned this halacha, that even though that the halacha is that we could still do the Aktara, but the halacha is Oisha Shraim, those Shraim Asurim Bechila may not be eaten. The question is, Matahana L'Aktara L'Mekfinu B'Kfigel. What would be the halacha of this Aktara, which doesn't give us the right to eat those Shraim, but will that Aktara make those Shraim pigel? And if somebody will have that, if somebody will have an improper machshava, that carbon will be chayv karas if he eats it. That means somebody burnt the car on the kaimitz with the intention to eat the shrine tomorrow. So now we have to think, do we say that Torah is being done properly, as we just said? Since that Torah is being done properly, it makes the shrine into pigle. And therefore, if you'll eat those shrayim, rachmon tzlon, you'll be chayiv karis. Or do we say that since these shrayim are not shrayim that are ever going to be eaten, because halacha is if you're missing some of the shrayim after the kmitza, you're still never going to be allowed to eat those shrayim, so then the halacha is that those shrayim won't become pigle to the degree that chayiv karis for eating them. Another ramification suggests the Gemara will be lefkinim adem me'ilah. If that Torah that's not making the shrine edible, we know that all kabbonis, and that includes a kabban mincha, that are designated to be kodesh hakadoshim, are subject to mila. When does a carbon which is kodesh hakadoshim not be subject to mila anymore? After the zrik sadam. Here the question is, and by kabban mincha, when is the Karban Mincha no longer subject to Mila? It's Kodesh HaKadoshim after the Akhtara. But maybe, when does the Akhtara, ask the Gemara, have the ability to make that this Shrayim are no longer subject to Mila? That's only when the Akhtara accomplishes that you're allowed to eat the Shrayim. But in a case where the Akhtara does not accomplish that you could eat the Shrayim, so there the Akhtara, where Akhtara does not accomplish that you could eat the Shrayim, so there the halacha won't be that Akhtara makes that the Shrayim are no longer subject to Mila. Or can we suggest this is Akhtara that's a proper Akhtara? Because as we said, we do have to burn the Sakaimitz. And since this is a proper Akhtara, it can accomplish enough that the Shrayim are no longer subject to Mila. Omar Rav Huna, Fila Rav Kiva, says Rav Huna, even according to Rav Kiva, the Omar, who teaches us in Masechta Me'ila, that Vav HaMebeis, Zrika Ma'elis Liyotzei, if the meat of Kachi Kachi were taken outside of the Zorah, so obviously they become possible. The Zrika of the dam of that carbon accomplishes that that meat is no longer subject to Me'ila. So we see that the Zrika, which usually after the Zrika will allow to eat the meat of a carbon, here the Zrika will not accomplish that. That hereby the meat that's taken out of the Zorah, the meat of carbon kachikachim that's taken out of the Zorah, can never be eaten. Still the Zrika accomplishes that it's not going to be subject to Me'ila. So that should maybe be the case here too. That even though this Haktara will not allow us to eat the Shrayim, unless it should still accomplish that the Shrayim should not be subject to Mila anymore. But says the Gemara, maybe when would Rabbi Kiva's psak be relevant? When we talk about meat that was taken out of the Azara, the meat is here. There was something that disqualified, an external disqualifying factor that was taken out of the Azara. When we talk about and something that makes the Shrayim disqualified, that it itself disqualified, not because some external factor, that Akhtara will not make it permissible. Amalei Rava, so Rava said, Ad Rava, I can make a counter argument. Even Rabbi Eliezer, who disagrees with Rabbi Kiva, even he who disagrees with Rabbi Kiva and says that the meat that was taken out of the Azara, and then we have Zrika, the Zrika will not solve that meat should be no longer subject to Mila, because it's not in the Azara. Something like here, the Shrayim, of Chsor and the Isa Bifnim, where the Shrayim are still in the Azara, Manalei Akhtara, the Akhtara should be helpful. Amar Rava, says Rava Menon Emilei, from where do I say my question that burning the Akhtaris of a Mincha, that even though the Shrayim are not going to be able to be eaten, because part of the Shrayim were missing. Dak Torah on the Kaimitz should still be somewhat effective on that Shrayim, that it should not be subject to Pigel, that it should be subject to Pigel or not, that it should be subject to Meal or not, the Tanan. We learned in our Mishnah, HaKaimitz Simcha Lecha Shira B'chutz L'Kazayis Shira B'chutz. The Mishnah taught us that if somebody did Kamitza to eat the Shrayim or to burn the Kaimitz outside Chutz M'Kaim Chutz L'Mazayinai, because Manoi, in all these cases, the carbon becomes possible. And it was interesting, and we made this observation when we learned the Mishnah, that in all the cases of the Mishnah said, Oy Kazayis, that if even if your Machshava wasn't on all of the Shrayim, the only Machshava was on the Kazayis of the Shrayim, your Machshava wasn't on the entire Kaimitz, your Machshava was just on a Kazayis of the Kaimitz, it still would be possible. Continues the Gemara, V'tanir Reb Chiya, the Braisa that Reb Chiya teaches us, says, HaKaimitz is a Mincha, Lech HaShray B'chutz, somebody made a Kamitza on the Mincha, Tit HaShrayim Chutz, Lazman HaChutz M'Kaimai. Reb Chiya, in his Braisa, when he speaks about seemingly the exact same case as our Mishnah speaking about, doesn't add the case Oy Kazayis. He doesn't mention those cases. And Rava wants to understand, my Tamaloi Tani Oy Kazayis. Why did Reb Chiya indeed not say it? Laugh. The reason is because when you say Oy Kazayis, it would be speaking perhaps in a case Kegat Shechasu Shrayim, that you're missing some of the Shrayim, become a Kazayis, and you only have a Kazayis left over. That, says Rav Chiya, is means Oy Kazayis. Sometimes the Oy Kazayis could be explained differently. That sometimes it could be described where you have a Machshava to eat the Kazayis improperly or to burn the Kaimitz, or to eat the kazayis of the Shrayim improperly. So now there are many different considerations. What Oy Kazayis means that you have more than a Kazayis left over, but you have only a Machshava, but your improper Machshava was on a Kazayis or what a Kazayis or what you have. Or it could be in a case which we've been speaking about, that you only have a Kazayis left over. So if the Mishnah is speaking about a case that if the Kalocha is not the same in all these examples, now we could understand why Reb Chiya would have omitted saying Oy Kazayis. The Mishnah begins speaking about a case where you had a Machshava during the Kamitza. And the next part of the Mishnah spoke about a case where you had an improper Machshava by one of the other steps of the Karban. If we're going to say the words Oy Kazayis, it's going to be the Oy Kazayis and the Reisha, and the Sefer are going to be translated in the same way. But what we learned at the beginning, where the Machshava during the Kamitza can't be a case where some of the Kazai of the Shrayim is missing. Because why? If we're going to say that the definition of Oy Kazayis includes a case where some of the Shrayim are missing, so even though we said a few moments ago that if you're missing part of the Shrayim after the Kamitza, you could still go ahead and burn the Kamitza. You won't be able to eat the Shrayim, but you could burn the Kamitza, fine. But if the first case of the Mishnah is speaking about a case where you're missing some of the Shrayim, and it's still before the Kamitza, so then the whole Kamitza is a disqualified Kamitza. And if the whole Kamitza is a disqualified Kamitza, that carbon can never become pigel. Furthermore, when we speak about putting the kaimitz and the keli, halach of the kaimitz, akhtar of the kaimitz, in those cases that we have to be speaking about, that when it says oy kazayis, that the kaimitz is missing, if it's missing, it can't be pigel. So says the Mishnah, Kivan, the Mat Kaili Behilich Bakhtara, Loi Masnale, you can't use the word Oikazayas that simply, Ashrayim, because if it's talking about, if Oikazayas was said in that case, we would have to say the Oikazayas in the second part is different than Oikazayas in the first part. In the first part, we would have to say that the Kazayas is all there, but his Makshava was on the Kazayas from everything that I have. Because if I don't have it all, I keep on repeating, then the whole carbon is meaningless. And the Oikazayas in the Sefer would be translated differently. So since Reb Chiya did not want to say the Oikazayas in an inconsistent fashion, but Kamitza Nami Lech Shraim Loitani Oikazayas. You see, he leaves out those words altogether. What about the Tan of our Mishnah? The Tan of our Mishnah that does use the words Oikazayas, he's not arguing with Reb Chiya. And he's just saying that it doesn't bother him to define the word oikazayis in the Sefer differently than in the Reisha. And therefore, Ketani the Sefer, he says in the Sefer that if you're going to burn the Kaimitz, for example, to eat kazayis of the Shrayim tomorrow, the loch is pigel v'chayovim of Karis. So how are we defining oikazayis in the Sefer? The way we're defining Oikazayas in the Sefer, it's being defined that you have the whole, that you have part of the, you have missing kaimitz. In the Reisha, we say it can't mean missing kaimitz. In the Sefer, it must mean missing kaimitz. So again, Reb Chiya, because he's bothered that the word Oikazayas in the Reisha and the Sefer will not be translated the same way. And the ratio mean that you have a machshav on part of the entire, you have the entire shrayim here, but you have a machshav on part of it. And in the Sefer, it's going to be translated that you're missing shrayim. So he just stops the words oikazayas. He just deletes the word oikazayas. But our Tana that does have it. So what is the definition of oikazayas in the Sefer? That you're missing from the shrayim. And yet, what does our Mishnah say? That even though you have missing Shrayim, and that Shrayim, as we've been saying, even though that Shrayim only went missing, part of that Shrayim went missing after the Kemitza was done, the Kemitza could be burnt. The Mishnah also says that the Rabbanim say that in such a case, Pigel v'chayovim l'karis. So even though we have here Shrayim, which is not edible, the Mishnah is teaching us that non-edible Shrayim could still be considered pigel chayav and karis, and alma mahanalak Torah, the Torah of the kaimitz can affect shrayim that not edible. Amle abaya loy says that's not the way to understand. Hamani, the brisa that of Reb Chiya, where he did not have the word oikazayis, is following the opinion of Rabbi Lozihi, the Tanan, hakaimitz alvan v'aktoris. The kaimitz of a Karban Michas Yisrael, the Levoin of the Karban Mincha, the Ketoris that's brought every day, the Michas Kahanim, the Mincha of a Kayin that we know is Kolol, we don't have kaimitz and Shrayim by Karban Mincha, it's completely burnt. The Michas Kayin Mashiach, the Chavita Kayin Gadol, that he brings a Karban Mincha from a Seiris Eifa, half in the morning and half in the afternoon. It's also completely burnt on the Mizbeach. Michas Nesachim that come with every carbon that are completely put on the Mizbeach. Shekhar Amachsman Kazayas Bechutz. If somebody brought from them a Kazayas outside the Azara, his Chayiv Karas. As we learned in Masech Tzvachim, a serious Isser of being Ma'ala Kotchen Bechutz. Rabbi Loza Paita Shiakrav Es Kulay. He says, a Kazayas alone is not considered a Ketara. And that's why, according to Belozer, just the kazayas won't make you chayiv. And that's why, if we're going to say that, and we'll say that's why Reb Chiya is following that opinion, and that's why Reb Chiya doesn't mention the kazayas separately, so explains the Gemara, kim daktaros kmitza le mahanalei oi kazayas mekoyim tzu b'chutz, because it's not considered b'chutz. It's not considered yedid avoid b'chutz unless you burn or intended when you burn it, or intend to burn the entire kaimitz. Shraim nami loy mas loy kazayis. That's why he doesn't speak about kazayis. But it has no relevance to the question that we're speaking about. Ask the Gemara. Rabbi Elazar, if was trying to say that this price is following in the opinion of Rabbi Elazar, hay lahakter kaimtzay. According to Rabbi Elazar, you're not chai for doing something b'chutz unless you do the entire thing b'chutz. And similarly, for machsheves chutz, you have to have a machsheva for the entire avodah to be done b'chutz. But when we know when we burn the karban mincha, we don't just burn the kaimitz, we burn the levain as well. So if that's the case, the way it should have been stated was lahak the kaimitzul of an osami boilein. It's not, because as the Mishnah teaches us in Masechta Zvachim, a kaimitzul of an shikr v'es echmen b'chutz chayiv, that's the opinion of Tanakama. However, Rabbi Elazar point that shikr v'shnayim. So why are we not mentioning the levain? Says the Gemara, that's not a kasha. We're speaking about a meichas chayta where there is no levaina. Ask the Gemara, ich botana lashminon, kaimus to meichas chayta, do we have to say this entire discussion just for this one unique type of karban mincha in? Says the Gemara, yes. We're going to explain that Bryce is speaking about the meichas chayta of Rabbi Elazar, that there's no kazayis. The only chayiv, if you burn the entire thing b'chutz, or you intend to burn the entire thing b'chutz. From Hada Amar Rava, then Rava continued and said, Lama Sehidamri, what I said till now is incorrect. The Tanya, the Braisa teaches us regarding the Lechem upon him. And the Pasuk says regarding the Lechem upon him, Kodesh Kedoshim Hu, and we learned from there, Shem Nifrasa Achas Mechalasaha, if one of the lechem upon him broke off, part of it broke off after we took off the bezichin from the shulchan, kulam psulis, and we won't be able to eat any of that lechem upon him. Hayotza, but let's say some of the lechem upon him would take a chutz lazara. Hana diket chavoy, the chalas that would never taken out of their zara, aksheris. But if we're going to say that the haktaris bezichin cannot be effective on a challah that was taken outside the azara, so then how could I eat any of the challahs? The halacha is that if a challah is missing, that everybody agrees that you can't eat any of the challahs. So here too, if one of the challahs was taken out of the azara, it should be no different than a challah that's missing some of the challah. And therefore, just like a haktaras bezichin that can bring the chalas to be eaten cannot be effective when some of the chala is missing, taking it out of the zorah should be no different. Says the Gemara, V'mat shamdle, dam zrikim elis liyotzi. Who's the opinion that says that zrika can be useful? And in this case, the burning of the bezichin can be useful even for something chutz la'zorah, Rabbi Kivahi, V'kama, and yet it says here, nifras aloi, that the halacha is that even Rabbi Kiva, who says that Aktara Me'ila Liyotzi, we spoke about this early in this year, even Rabbi Kiva, who takes that opinion, says, V'kama, still Rabbi Kiva will say in this case that he'll say that Aktara, if it's missing, it won't be helpful for it. And the same thing will be that if the shrayim are not there, the shrayim are not kosher, the akhtar can't happen. Omar Abaya says, Abaya, this that you just want to say, it's following the opinion of Akiva, and akhtar is not helpful for something outside the Azara, miktani ha-yotza, we didn't speak about it, that was taken yotza. We said that that's presumably what the Mishnah Bryce means. The Dilma HaNitmas Ksheris. Maybe he's speaking about a case that if part of the challah is missing, then the Aktaras Bezikin will not be effective. But if one of the challahs became Tameh, it will be effective. My Tama, because why will it be less serious if it was only Tameh? The Meratz Tzitz. Because the Tzitz that the Kohen Gadol wears helps for Tumah. Avayotz Loi, but if Utaka went out of the Azara, then the Akhtara would not be helpful, because it's fouling the Pinar Belos, Domin Zrik Malal Suyotzi. Ubedinu the Bail Mr. Yotza. So if that's the case, the same halacha would be if it was taken out of the Azara, or if it was taken out of the Azara as well. So why do we speak about a case that it's missing? How Kamash Malon, because we want to learn a chiddush that fila nitfasa, that even if it's missing, disabifnim, it's there. It's just missing. Daktar is not helpful. Avar Kiva Domiz Rikum Mahelos to Yotzi. Kiva takes the opinion that Kachim, that were taken out of the Azara, the boss that was taken out of the Azara, the Zrik is effective for it. Here too, a fil chsar nam manule, the Akhtaris Bezichin will be effective, that it should be subject to Pigo, and it should be no longer subject to Mila. That will be the case by Lechem upon him, and that will be the case as well by the Shirayim, in a case where we can't eat the Shirayim because they're missing. It'll be no different than the Lechem upon him, as we keep on saying, Lechem upon him is a form of Kavar Mincha, and the burning of the Kaimitz will accomplish that it won't, that those Shirayim, which you can't eat anyway, but will not be subject to Mi'ilah, but will be subject, if the carbon is pigle, that they too will be treated as pigle.